All right, it's time for the changing of the guards here at WRIU. This is Ron Marsh. It's been great hosting you for Classical Music. I'm here every alternate Thursday. And just to let you know, Radiothon continues. You're in the hands, the very capable hands of Lawrence for the next hour. And just as my phone number, his phone number is the same. It's 792-9030. Help show your support for non-commercial radio here on WRIU. I know what I want to do. Hold on. That's number three. Yes. PSA, come on.
You know that the ice cream scoop has the power to make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the golf tee brings friends together, that the mailbox keeps them connected. You know that the cataract laser helps you look to the future, while the pacemaker ensures that there's a future to be seen. You know that the lawnmower, the clothes dryer, and the elevator make life easier. That the blood bank makes life possible. You know that these things we count on every day started as ideas. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support minority education today so we don't miss out on the next big idea tomorrow. The United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Please visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody. My name is Lawrence, and this is the show with no name. Woo! Today, we're going to have something a little different, let's say it that way. We're going to have a talk show today, so I hope you all do enjoy that. I'm currently setting up as we speak, so just give me a moment and we will be live very shortly.
Thank you.
talking to the mic. Woo! Good?
Yeah.
You grab a mic.
Mic three? Right.
Yep.
Hello!
Alright. Somebody yell at mic four real quick.
Anthony, go over.
Hello.
One more time?
Hello.
Good.
Hello.
They're working.
Wait. Speak loud.
Hello there.
Which one is that? Mic two?
Mic one? Good now?
I don't know. I don't
mic
think.
Mic one is a dud.
Maybe mic one's not working right now. That's all right. Hello, everybody. This is WRAU Kingston 90.3 FM, University
FM.
Of Rhode Island's hit. No commercial, university radio station. Do you know what week this is, Syra? Anthony?
The
Radiothon!
I might get sense now.
Yes. So, we have some more people that are going to be showing up relatively soon. And we're going to have a beautiful talk show today with many things prepped, many things planned, and it's going to be kind of amazing.
I can't wait to see it.
I just wanted to say right now, thank you, Ron, for the switch off today. I appreciate it a lot. And I actually believe this is your phone. I now realize.
I knew that.
And if you guys support WRAU, we need you right now. We're trying to repay this huge loan for the tower. Do you remember the tower?
Yes, the tower.
The tower.
We need it back. So, I wanted to say thank you so much. And, hey, you can donate to URIFAE if you write that on your check. Mail that to P.O. Box 1700, Kingston, RI02881. Put WRIU on the memo line. That'd be fantastic. You can do so many possible things here. As we have everybody filing into the station, I want to, you know what? How are we going to throw this around?
Can we do call-outs?
Circle.
Yeah, we can do call-outs. We're going to start with...
Hi, my name's Nigel.
Owen, get over here.
Hello, my name's Owen.
Somebody scream at the mic. Go.
Hi, my name's Megan.
I'm Christina of Tina Tunes on Sundays at 5 o'clock.
Hi, I'm Anthony.
Hi, I'm Andrew Bakari.
Hey, this is Weston.
This is Syra from Happy Tuesday.
And I'm Aiden of Record Shop Radio, WRIU 90.3 FM, Kingston.
Yeah! Woo! Let's go, all right. There's too many people in this station, you might say. But that's kind of beautiful in a way. So don't think about that problem. I want to pass this around to a bunch of people. See, I made them choose some songs so that they were a little prepped. So we have some time in between little segments here. So I want to pass it to Nigel right now. Tell me a little bit about your pick.
So my song, I chose Still Ill by The Smiths. This is from their debut album. Great song. I really recommend it. Some people kind of put a bad name on The Smiths and their fans, but I think it's totally unfounded. This is a great song, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
You guys just talk. Figure out something. Go.
Syra, how you doing?
That weather, am I right?
It's nice. Am I right?
It's pretty good. It's a bit chilly. The wind is a bit much, but, you know, it's all right.
It's cool.
Feels
that it is what it is.
Song, I put the playlist. It's open.
Sweet.
So not everyone's in this group chat, I realize.
Beautiful.
How much time will we have for songs and stuff? Because I know it's a talk show.
It's going to be random.
Oh, random?
Okay.
Whenever I
so
need,
it's a roulette.
Yeah. Your song may appear, it may not. Just make sure it's clean. Everybody knows this. Don't talk. Or don't.
Don't talk on the talk show.
Broke that one.
Don't swear. Don't swear. That's all you got to do. So don't mess that up.
All right, let me get them out real quick.
No. No.
I put all the mics all the way up, so it's as good as possible. Yeah, you
can say
that.
Can I say something? Like, dang.
Yeah, I can name all
of
them for us.
Yeah, list them all.
Let's use ChatGPT.
No. This show has to have people watching this. I'm sorry if this is a sensory nightmare.
It's probably the interest of thoughts.
It's a sensory nightmare, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hooray. I'm so glad everyone could be here. I want to start this off by doing a little bit of a rosebud thorn situation. You know what I mean? Do you guys know what Rosebud Thorn is?
Yeah. Not a clue.
Local URI band.
They're a local URI band.
Yeah. Oh, they are. Wow. That wasn't what I was referencing. No. I'm referencing...
That's the only Rosebud Thorn I can think of.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Rosebud Thorn is this idea where you say, you know, something that you enjoy, something that you didn't enjoy, and something you're looking forward to. The rose being what you enjoy, thorn being what you don't like, the bud, what's coming next. So,
You can do it for the week, the month. Just state your case. I'll go first just because everybody's still quiet, and that's on me. My Rose, what do you think? Take a guess. It's this. Radiothon. Please give us your money.
That's kind of cute.
You can donate online. You can call in. We'll fill out a form. There's more than enough people to help fill them out. My thorn is the assignment that I had due tonight.
Boo.
But guess what's the bud? It's been extended! Woo!
Another week.
Yes. It's actually crazy.
It is crazy.
So,
beautiful.
Go! Somebody say something. Go!
You. Me?
You.
What was it? The rose? You said? The good thing, the gym, dude. That's where I'm always at. It's the best thing.
Yeah.
Got one more day of the gym for the week, and then we're done. The thorns. Assignment that was last night, but you know what? It took me 30 minutes. That was a win. And then, what was the last?
The bud.
The bud?
What's the difference?
Oh, what I'm looking forward to?
One thing is the best thing that's happened.
Tomorrow for the gym.
More gym.
I need to go back. I miss it already.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, exactly. It's beautiful.
All right, someone grab a mic. Just grab mics. Go crazy.
My rose is the weather. That weather is... I love the good weather. My thorn is the amount of sleep that I've gotten, which is very tiny. And the... What is it? The bud?
Yes. What are you looking forward to?
Going to bed tonight.
Beautiful.
All right, who's next?
I'll hop on here. I had an interesting week. My rose was probably also similarly the fact that assignment got extended, and the fact that I can now rest easy tonight somewhat because my thorn was that I also didn't get any sleep. I pulled a half all-nighter. I went up all night, finished my assignment at 8 in the morning, went to sleep at noon until 9, and then all-nightered from there, from 9 p.m. until the next day. Not worth it. There's no such thing as like
the only way to reset.
There's no such thing as like a good all-nighter. I tried to spread it across 2 days. It doesn't work. And then my bud would happen to be the sleep I'm going to get tonight. That will hopefully power me through the next 2 days where I'm going to do a lot more work because it never ends. And that's me.
My rose is that my class got canceled and I got to show up to this show today. My thorn is the fact that I have nothing to do academically, and I feel like I have nothing to do at all. It's the emptiness. It really is. And my bud is my show tonight at 10 p.m. Record Shop Radio.
Come on, guys. Grab it. Go.
Go.
My rose is that I recently started therapy.
Let's go.
Enjoy the club.
All for one.
Thorn recently is that next week I'm gonna have 2 major assignments due, including a paper and a presentation, and I'm in a group project and it's really tough right now. My bud is that if the forms go through within time, and I get everything in, I may or may not be going to Korea over the summer to do an internship.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why, babe?
That's real.
Yeah.
My eyes bugging.
Oh my god. Who's next? Come on, grab a mic, any mic. Christina!
All right, it's Christina. My rose, I guess, is Lawrence buying us donuts because I've eaten 3 of them because I haven't eaten lunch yet. My bud is that we are going to lunch later in Providence, and then my thorn is that I missed an assignment, and also one of my groupmates yelled at me over text for a different assignment, and so I'm like, I did not go to that class today because I was scared.
We have a new guest in the studio. Al, grab a mic. It's on.
We're good.
4? Okay. It's good.
Did somebody say there's a radiothon going on?
Yes, they did.
How about that? Lawrence used to farm. Well, hi, Alan Lawton, Divertimento, Mondays. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lawrence used to follow me on Mondays from 1 to 3 p.m. Now he's on Thursday, so good to see you again, my man.
It's good to see you, too.
Good to see you again. Radiothon. You've heard all about Radiothon, but a couple of thoughts you might want to think about. College radio, non-commercial. We can play within reason, what we want to do on our playlist. We don't have to worry about making room for commercials so you can hurry on down and deals, and call now for the latest in gold-plated turnip twaddlers.
Yeah!
No, none of that here. We have a little bit of silliness, of course, as is college radio, but we have a certain freedom commercial radio does not, cannot offer. They do their thing, we do our thing, and we can come in and do our thing. We thank you for supporting our thing here on WRIU in Kingston. In two ways you can support, you can call in and talk to Lawrence and his assembled multitude here. 401-792-9030. If you wish to pledge, he can take your information. If you have a check, if you wish to pledge online, we have a secure setup. We are paired with the University of Rhode Island's Foundation, as we did last year. They handle the credit card. Safe, sound, and secure. So it's just like you're ordering anything else online. You go to the link. There is a link on our website, wru.org. Yes, that link is. Takes you to the forum. Safe, sound, and secure credit card. If you want to play Charlie Tech, if you just want to chat with Lawrence and his fine people here, that's okay too, because it is Radiothon and it is WRIU Kingston 90.3 FM, a broadcast service of the University of Rhode Island. Go Rhodey!
Rhodey, Rhodey, Rhodey!
Woo! Woo! Back
Thank
to
you, Al.
Back to you.
All right. So, I think this is a perfect time to divulge into our first song that Nigel beautifully said a little bit earlier about. Mm-hmm. What was it? Still Ill?
Still Ill by the Smiths.
All right. Mm-hmm. We'll see you after that.
Señor. Talking about the man on the Lakers. Greatness never fades, nah. Look, came in the game as a young king. Now we 38 doing young things. Still above the rim when the crowd screams. Told them all strive for greatness, that's a real thing. Triple double, yay, still elite. Half court logo, that's an easy three. They was switching teams, he was building dreams. Now they all in the rafters, yeah, the vision clean. I've been moving like LeBron James. Pressure on me, but I love the game. Out in L.A. like the golden days. Still got the drive, never pumped the brakes. I'm talking about the man on the Lakers. Still running up the stats, no favors. Baby switching sides, he stay major.
Legend. Yeah.
And we are back. Hello, hello, hello. I thought I was playing a different song than this. That is not The Man on the Lakers. That's a different The Man on the Lakers song about our king, LeBron.
LeBron James.
LeBron James. What were you doing?
Sending streaks to everyone.
Oh, all right. I'll let you finish that later. All right, everybody. Who's ready for some
trivia?
All right. Let me pull it up.
Question one.
Yeah.
What state are we in?
Name, all right, question one. Name five people in the Lakers.
Is this mic working at all? No, it's not.
Oh, yeah. Here, take it.
Hello, hello. Oh no, it's working now. I just have to hold it. No, it's good. I just gotta hold it. I just gotta hold it, guys.
Oh my god.
Of course.
I'll deal with this one. All right, everybody. Who's ready for some trivia?
Me.
No.
Woo! All right. So.
Mic one's gotta be a little bit quieter because I'm right next
to it. And now it's not. Okay, it's fine. All right. Let's go with. Let me scroll down here. Let's do. It's a radio station after all, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to do questionable lyrics.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to tell you some lyrics, and I'll have a blank. Once I finish the question, tell me what song and what lyric I have cut out. All right, let's start it. For blank, what has he got? You can just scream.
For what is a man?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And that is correct, Frank Sinatra.
Woo!
All right.
I did, in fact, do it my way.
Yeah.
That's the song.
No way.
We're not asking that question.
Oh.
And that's all we're doing for that category.
Okay.
Let us do something a bit off the wall, if you will.
Wait.
Michael Jackson's off the wall.
I think I know.
Yeah, you guys can try and figure this out.
Only for the one I'm like 3 so far.
I will say you guys have to be a little bit closer to mics. They're not that crazy good. You have like all encompassing. Yeah, you can be that close. It's fine.
This is a little close and personal.
Just stay plugged in, please.
We're actually making music here today.
Yeah, this is live music, actually.
We are live.
Complete with 3D audio.
Okay.
Dude.
Go.
Here
go,
is
go.
The next question.
All right.
This series of JRPGs has a rolling hit counter, allowing the player to finish the fight before their health hits zero, even if mortally wounded.
What?
I'll give hints if necessary.
I zoned out for half.
Possibly necessary.
What is?
All right, possibly necessary. This game series has a third sequel, not available in the United States. Only available in Japan.
Oh, it's Japan.
What is Earthbound?
I was going
to... Sorry, grab the mic.
What is Earthbound?
Okay. Woo! Or Mother in Japan. Okay, not that.
Mother?
Actually.
Or Mother in Japan.
Really?
Yeah, they call it Mother there.
Never played it. Uh-huh. I don't know why I know that.
Hey, you're the goat.
Earthbound of Mother 3.
They
had a subtitle for Mother 3, didn't they? Or just that?
I don't know.
They definitely had a subtitle for it.
Okay, let's ask a question.
Isn't that what we've been doing this whole time?
Yeah, you're right.
No, we're changing it up.
I need to ask you guys this. Do you get calls from spam a lot?
Yes.
Yes, recently.
Not really.
I have.
Not really?
Sometimes.
Someone wants me.
I get texts sometimes.
I get the told texts.
I get
texts. I'm tempted to answer the next time.
Yeah.
Would that be funny?
On air.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're live on air.
Game on. What do you have to say?
You are off the five.
You have one ticket.
All right.
You want a ticket to the wrong side of history.
I have a question from the category countries.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
no.
Japan.
I live in one of those.
This country's prime minister had an accident.
What is Australia?
That's correct.
What?
I mean, next time, let me finish the question.
Wait.
She had an accident in a McDonald's.
Oh, you mean like that?
I didn't like that stuff.
One of my favorite fun facts.
That would have been
really
funny.
Why is that fun?
Referring to like someone who was in a tragic accident and you were like referring to.
There was no chance that he was referring to anything but that incident.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's no. I there's also not many tell. That exists.
It was a chance.
Mm. All right.
It was not.
Let us go to another category. States. We'll do states. Why not?
I live in one of those two.
Nah.
Ninth Solid. To enter the Union, this state's motto is a threatening ultimatum.
New Hampshire?
New Hampshire.
That's correct.
Wow.
What's the ultimatum, guys?
Live free or die.
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 Whoa.
Okay, Nigel.
Okay.
He's feeling easy.
Okay,
leaning into the base for that one.
Let's look around. I've got some more questions here. We'll do one that I prefer a lot. I love space. You guys
Ooh,
know
yes,
I love space.
Yes. Are you a Markiplier?
It's so beautiful.
Space.
Space.
It's the final frontier.
That's what we should listen to next.
You want me to
space and Markiplier.
Cool. I can, all right. I'll see what I can do there. Here's the question about space.
Ooh.
This one of two spacecraft with the same name carries a golden record containing... Let me finish.
This is like Family Feud over again.
Yeah, this is like Family Feud.
It's like August Jeopardy.
Yeah, it is like August Jeopardy. You know, we're at a point in time, so for context for everybody, I have a Jeopardy show that I host on Discord, and I do such a terrible job at meeting deadlines. I'm about to do... It's not planned yet.
Our next
so
one
you know.
Is September Jeopardy, right?
Yeah, it's September Jeopardy.
But we planned it in December.
Yeah, so here's what's really cool about December September Jeopardy. By Aww. The time it hits September, we will be doing September 2024 Jeopardy in 2025. That's how bad the turnaround time is on that. I lost all my question writers in the last attack. All right. Somebody in this room will have this quote from Twitter.
Oh.
It has come to my attention. That's the whole quote. Someone
what?
In this room on Twitter tweeted that.
Christina.
It's not Christina. Come on, y'all.
Was it you?
It was not me.
Syrah?
It was not Syrah.
Was it Nigel?
It was not Nigel.
Megan's
looking
at
me. It has come to my attention? What has come to your attention?
It has.
What
does that mean? Oh, it has.
Oh, it.
Here's the problem.
The movie.
I wanted to say what Christina's was, but I can't. If you want to see the question in the tweet that I have written down from you, it's... Yeah, I'll
screenshot. Send it my way. I need to see this.
Can you share with me my own tweets?
That's my girlfriend, everybody.
She just tweeted. You don't even know your own quotes.
All right, let's look at some more questions here.
Next up, we'll be reading our contestant social security.
No!
All right, this is a question, and, you know, Al is somewhere in the back of the studio. I think he can get this one. Bring me a shrubbery comes from this much beloved British film parodying King Arthur's Quest.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Neek me. Neek. Neek.
Neek. Uh-oh. Neek.
You're losing us. You're losing
and
us.
The Holy Hand Grenade of Antioch as well.
Yes.
Wait, we gotta... I need something to clap with, like... How much does an unladen, how fast can an unladen swallow travel?
African and European.
What?
I don't know the answer to that. All right.
Flung into the ether.
Flung into the ether. Okay. I'm looking for new questions here, so. I don't have many. Okay, we'll do this one. Why not? This Romantic era English author and novelist is widely known for her 6 novels, most notably Pride and Prejudice.
Jane Austen.
That's correct. Wow, you guys are really good.
I've never read
you haven't been stumped.
Can I have a guest question?
We were mandated.
Yeah, you have a guest question. Go ahead.
All right. Hello, everybody. What is the capital of Luxembourg?
Oh no,
Luxembourg City.
I don't even know if it's city.
It is Luxembourg City.
Oh, okay.
Luxembourg. That was not as silly
sure
and corny as I thought.
It is pretty
Luxembourg, but it's Luxembourg City.
I see. Much like New York.
Yeah.
All right. What is Harry Truman's middle name?
S.
Yes, that's correct.
What?
It's literally just S.
It's just S.
Like the word D from One Piece? It's just S?
His parents gave him a middle initial because it seemed more professional and they thought it would give him
better job. That's like Nicole Watson being called doctor as a child.
That's correct. I was about to go on that tangent.
Oh, shoot.
I'm officially a history major now. I better know some of these things.
Aiden the history major!
For bonus points, what does the G in Warren G. Harding stand for?
Gerald Johnson with a G.
Oh.
It doesn't actually stand for something that starts with a G, right?
No, it does. But it's bizarre. It sounds
Grey
like
Goose.
It sounds like a Lord of the Rings character.
Grunkle.
Stan?
Yeah, Grunkle Stan.
The correct answer is Gamaliel. It's Warren Gamaliel Harding.
That's awesome. What a banger name.
He shouldn't have shortened it.
He shouldn't have.
No.
He actually should have ran on that campaign. Hi, my name is Gamaliel.
All right, let's go back to some questions here. The Hudson Bay is a very large body of water located in this country. That's correct.
Hudson. It's in the name.
All right, I'm opening more stuff. I can't do any of the picture questions, which are my favorite, unfortunately.
So. What about you describe the picture?
Ooh.
All right.
For audio only, you're part of this now.
For an audio only podcast.
For your audio listeners.
We are now a podcast.
Yeah, we're a podcast.
Basically.
Chuckle sandwich.
Radio.
For the audio listeners.
Love you to death.
Love you to death.
For all of our readers.
We won't be able to assume from us.
For any visual listeners, how would you get in the room? Where are you?
For all of our readers at home, here comes the next question.
At 90.3, the show with no name.
Are you doing?
There is no live stream, so you won't be able to see anything. So.
Just use
but you'll see like a picture.
Just use all the pictures and like
picture
string
all of us
it.
Here talking, yeah. Surrounded by Lawrence.
I imagine them reading the subtitles.
We're all hovered around one mic right now.
Until you've seen us, we can look however you want.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, we'll do an animated movie. This frigid animated movie franchise has 5 installments, with a 6th on the way, before being acquired by Disney. Anyway,
what is Ice Age?
That's correct.
Oh yeah.
Ice Age is
why
owned
are they,
by Disney now?
Are they making
yes, it? Yes.
The Blue Sky animation.
They bought it.
I thought Blue Sky just went under.
But then Disney just bought it.
Yeah. They're making a 6th. Why do they think that's a good idea?
If my memory's correct, it was bought by Disney, went under, and now all the animators are just part of Disney Animation.
Right.
Yeah, it's
right.
Like something like
interesting.
That.
Rest in peace, Free Will.
Along with 99 other animation
Love
companies.
Wins. All right. And let's roll it back to where we were before. This cult classic film received a sequel 25 years after the original. Believe it or not, it wasn't a slam dunk.
Oh, let's
Space Jam.
With
the King of
LeBron.
LeBron James.
I think that's a perfect time to go.
Segue
to go into the song that I meant to play before. This is The Man on the Lakers.
Don't need to look so
Hello, everybody. This is the show with no name, or as I'd like to call it, the train wreck with no name. We have to say some bye. We have to say bye to some people. Goodbye, Andrew.
See ya.
Bye, Andrew.
Bye. We had to say bye to Syra as well.
Bye, Syra.
Bye.
Does anybody else have to leave?
No. I'm a free man.
Probably in a couple minutes.
So. In a couple of minutes, all right. So we can talk for a little bit then. I have no plans for this section, but... Did you know one thing that's happening this week? On the count of three, everybody. One, two, three.
Radiothon!
Woo! What is Radiothon?
Lawrence, what is Radio... What's Radiothon?
Owen,
I was just about to ask you, yeah.
Wow. So, Radiothon's this, like, concept where...
No way.
If you supported the station and you listen and you love it, you can help us out directly. This is a week-long event or month or forever, because you can donate any time, but... Right now, we want to make it known that, hey, you can help us out. We can repay that, you know, big loan we took for the tower that we're getting soon, in theory, I hope. Ooh.
And
And general going onings here at WRIU, we appreciate it a lot, WRIU Kingston specifically. In case you didn't know, this was 90.3 FM. The show with no name. The train wreck with a name. Radiothon.
I'm going to donate $100,000 right now.
Really?
You've convinced
me.
Whoa. Anybody else with me? Come on.
I'm a broke college student, dude.
Would any viewers like to match this donation?
You took out student loans. You can take out.
You real.
In all seriousness, though, donating is important. Student radio is really important to the preservation of radio as a medium. We all know it's struggling all throughout everywhere. And student radio is one of the final bastions left of radio in its purest form.
Yes.
Got me into doing it. I used to listen to BRU back in the day when that was on FM before they sold that off, and it's got me here. And this station's going to do the same for a kid listening who's like, hey, I know that song. I want to do radio. It's going to have an effect, and you guys keeping us afloat is essential to our operation. Thank you guys so much for donating.
Thank you.
If we raise enough money, we can do Radio 2.
Radio 2!
Yeah. Electric Boogaloo!
We have Radio 2.
Oh, yeah, RIU2, which is our college-only student station. What's up?
Oh, so this, you're saying we're fundraising for Radio 3.
For Radio 3, yes.
What does YouTube for Radio 3? That's my question.
And the tower.
How do you donate? Great question. Go to WRIU.org. You can donate directly there to our alumni URI link. It's right on the website once you go there. You could write us a check. Write it to, URIFAE, P.O. Box 1700, Kingston, RIO 2881. I almost messed that up. Put WRIU on the memo line so it can get directly to us. And, hey, call the station, 401-792-9030. We'll pick up, and we'll take your money. We'd love it.
We'll take it, gladly.
No, but actually, though, thank you all for listening. This is a fantastic opportunity for me. I've always loved radio. And to share my music with other people is honestly so fantastic. And in other news, I don't know, take it away. Somebody has something to say.
Everybody's dying because we're in the middle of the semester. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm on spring break.
Yeah, this guy's on spring break. Where'd you come from?
Wait, what? Man? Yeah, shout out to California Polytechnic State University, San Luis Obispo. Yeah, I'll go to school there, but.
My goats are from there.
Yeah, I can't beat Rhode Island. Rhode Island's the best state in the country, so.
It's true.
Yeah, shout out.
So
they say good things come in small packages.
Exactly.
It's true.
This is true.
Yes.
Ryland.
Life. It's beautiful, really. Yeah. The weather's getting better.
Finally.
Cherry blossoms are blooming.
Seasonal depression is wafting away.
Oh, finally.
The window's open and we're venting.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 minutes left of the show with no name. Mm-hmm. Isn't that sad?
That is sad.
So sad.
A little bit sad.
That's...
Come back for my show tonight at 10 p.m. Record Shop Radio.
Part 2 with Aiden.
Part 2. All of these people are invited. Nobody's going to be here.
Everyone's going to be asleep, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to be asleep. It'll probably just be me. We'll be chilling, listening to some good music. It'll be fun. You know, it's a vibe.
Yeah. And Christina in the far corner has her show.
I do. Even though I haven't done it in 3 weeks because I've been very busy. But... it will return at some point.
Hooray!
The fans are waiting.
Yeah, the fans are waiting. I'm one of them.
Bated breath.
So, I think...
we should say a prayer for the ones we've
prayer?
Lost. For the ones we've lost today.
For the ones we've lost,
who could not make it.
Ooh.
For the ones that could not make it.
Edwin.
Yes.
Edwin!
We'll Neil.
In this moment, we remember Edwin, who was not able to make it.
No.
He's in a class right now.
Think about us. Think about us.
He's not with us.
He got out of class a few minutes ago, actually. He said he was going to be here, but he's not.
He's in a better place.
Go listen to the Penguin playlist. It's Fridays at 3?
I think so.
I think that's where my summer schedule... That was my summer slot, so...
Yeah, everyone visit his show in memoriam and take a moment to pour one out on this very expensive...
He's just resting.
Pour one out on this very expensive equipment for Edwin.
His soul.
He's just resting... in a state of peace.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
He's alive, though.
We will
see
him again soon.
Edwin is fine.
He's not thinking about the radio.
Is A-okay.
And you know what? I think, in memoriam, of course, we're talking about things that are soon or have passed. You know what's brand new? Birthed right today?
What?
Tomodachi Life 2!
Wait, actually?
I'm not even joking.
No way.
I'm not kidding.
Wait, what?
There was a direct...
They were talking about that for so long. It's finally happening?
Yeah, it's finally happening. Tomodachi Life was a game released on the Nintendo 3DS, which involved having your characters, known as Miis, do random things in your random town.
That was goaded.
They're making a sequel.
I do random things
finally.
In my random town.
And that's why.
Yeah, shout out Coventry, Rhode Island.
Shout out doing random things in
Coventry,
your town.
Coventry, Rhode Island. Also Kingston, but mostly Coventry.
Weston, plug whatever you want to plug. You can plug anything. Go.
I'm going to unplug the mic. but no, it's been great to be here. Thanks for having me. Got to pack up and head off. I have a hike after this, so.
Ooh!
Wow.
Good luck. Got to go make a terrarium.
Whoa! Hey, well, thank you for coming, Weston.
I love Terraria. Shout out the Wall of Flesh.
Yes!
I gotta go to the Uri Northwoods to find the Wall of Flesh.
Yeah. Oh, it's out there.
It's out there. You just gotta walk far enough. Yeah. So if you don't see me, you know what happened.
Godspeed.
Godspeed, my boy.
Godspeed, indeed.
And neither do I. I'm just making a terrarium.
Yeah, fair enough. Weston, nice. Thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. It's almost the worst handshake.
They didn't see. They can't see.
Oh, you're right.
They can't see. It was the best handshake.
It was the best handshake in the world,
which is why I'm leaving to avoid
the dap up of gold. Wow, two of them.
Back to
nobody knows.
It's
just me doing it.
No one except this camera.
Oh.
Hot, red-handed.
Well, it's handed. Yeah.
We can no longer post this as it has some incriminating evidence about our friend Lawrence. He's been doing handshakes by himself.
Whoa!
No.
When we see someone, he just handshakes himself.
Wow.
Everyone's aghast.
Oh my God, Lawrence! What are you doing?
He's bringing him.
Okay. Let's take a
show,
though. I'm gonna pass the mic to Anthony.
Hello.
We have 5 minutes left.
Tony.
Yeah, baby.
Anthony, shout out whatever you want to shout out.
Myself. I'm goaded. Yeah. I'm not LeBron James coded, but. To a certain degree.
Oh,
thank you. Too kind.
Wait, he's goated.
I'm goated, per chance. No, semester's going great. Hopefully everyone else is doing pretty good. I mean, where are we? How much? We got like a month left, right, guys?
We do.
I'm scared.
Stick it out.
I know.
I don't know. It should go all right, though. My Nihongo is getting better. My business is going better. And
yes.
My boy with a baby. We didn't do great. But it's okay.
It's okay.
My Japanese went better, though.
Hey,
it's a window, but
ooh,
you know what? We're alive. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Not skipping arm day.
No. I actually hit today. No, literally, the gym, I always recommend it. Dude, it's just a good way to get away from school for a little bit. Even though it's on campus, you get away from school.
Shout out Fashtelli.
Yes.
Shout out Fashtelli.
Right?
I completely agree with that. I work out at home.
Yeah.
Don't do it consistently.
You know, I mean, you don't need to. Even 5 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, it's something.
Yeah, that's what matters.
Get some exercise.
You gotta keep yourself calm.
I just walk like 5 miles a day.
That, 5 miles?
Up and down this hill 4 or 5 times.
Okay, that's gotta do it.
Yeah.
Megan, it's your turn.
Oh, Megan, go.
Yes.
Are you goaded?
Am I goaded? Semester's been going pretty well. I've been having lots of exams. This is the first week I don't have an exam. And then it's exam, and then final.
Oh, wow.
And then it's summer.
Yay! I'm so ready.
Does anyone have big summer plans?
Vegas, baby.
Vegas! I'm going to be like 21. Everyone's going to be like 21 this year.
I know.
Yeah.
Turning 21 in
we
June.
We can go crawling, guys.
Yeah!
did you have anything else?
I have nothing else.
Owen.
Oh, my go!
I'm currently on not much sleep, so I don't have a lot in my mind. But I want to shout out the idea of learning an instrument. I've been learning drums for about like 6 months now. I already play guitar and bass, so I already like have a musical background. But drums, awesome instrument. They're tough because like you need a time and a place and a space and like people who don't care if you play drums in the house. Luckily, I got a basement. I found some guy in Facebook Marketplace who was selling a drum kit.
I think he was saying he recommended a basement for you. I was like, okay.
No.
He got you.
But yeah, I play the drums now. It's really fun. It's awesome. Jam with some people.
Mm-hmm.
Cool times. Learn an instrument, you listeners. It doesn't matter what age you are. I was 16, and I was like, I'm too old. Everybody who learns an instrument, they do it when they're like 11. I'm like, I'm way too old. So you could say that till the day you die, but if you think you're too old, doesn't matter. Learn an instrument.
Start now.
And make music. And
make some music.
It brings the soul out of you, and it inspires people, and that's the best part, is when you can inspire somebody else, especially because you get inspired, you inspire somebody else. you pass it on. So I'm trying to inspire my listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got.
Nice.
Go to me.
Who wants to go next? We got two. Go.
I just want to shout out the concept of being good to one another.
Yeah.
It's so much easier than the alternative.
Yeah.
Y'all stay nice to one another. Yeah. It's awesome. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Nigel.
I want to give a shout out to Neil Dunka. He's working hard out in Boston. He was supposed to call in, but I guess he was too busy. He's doing some science type stuff. So
he's
crazy
science
what?
Stuff. He's saving the world.
Yeah, he's saving the world, making clean energy.
He's out here
inventing. So huge shout out to him. Even though I kind of hate him because he's gonna be working over the summer and not gonna get to hang out as much as we would like. But you know, you gotta save the world. So. Someone's got to do it.
Vegas.
And then we're going to Vegas, baby. Vegas, baby.
Vegas episode.
Yeah, we're gonna hit every single all-you-can-eat buffet, clear them out. So super hyped for that.
It's going to be awesome. Aww. And I guess that leaves me,
right? Yeah, the goated man himself.
I'm not that goated.
Yes, you are. You're my LeBron.
All right.
Spit some bars.
Spit some bars?
Yes.
I don't think I will. I have some loaded, but you know what? We're going to keep them loaded. This is WRU Kingston, 90.3 FM, the show with no name, the train wreck with no name today. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate it a lot that you were here to listen, especially during Radiothon. This is one of my favorite things here at URI. I really love WRU. I guess I just wanted to plug the fact that this community is amazing. I have some of the greatest friends. I have an amazing family. And life is just kind of going good right now. So for everybody listening, thank you. And Al... I didn't know you were still here. I actually did.
I was hiding in the corner planning what I want to do for my next week's show because I learned a long time ago, the longer you put it off, the more the brain just goes. So I find a few CDs now and we're good to go. Shout out to everybody that makes WRU the fine and wonderful listening experience that it is.
Yeah. And that's time. Oh. WRU Kingston 90.3 FM. I'll see you all next week.
Peace out, girls.
Forgot to reminisce, but don't forget to say goodbye. Steps and the trail you left behind. Guide me through the craters, watching out for all the mines. I can feel your heartbeat and the blood rush through your veins. Time has disappeared, but all your love still feels the same. Thank you.
inside her slumber from dream to dream. And what does she dream?